Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, full of compassion, long-suffering, and mercy, we thank you for bringing us to the beginning of another church year of your grace. You have blessed us with your word and sacraments all our days and have revealed to us your plan of salvation through the work and merit of your Son, Jesus Christ. You have kept us in the faith through your word and blessed us with opportunities to serve you and proclaim your truth. Help us to ever abide in your holy word, that we may know the way of salvation in Jesus and follow him to eternal life. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this first Sunday in Advent is written in the 18th chapter of John, beginning at the 36th verse, and reads in Jesus' name. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You rightly say that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear followers of our Advent King, today we enter a new church year, a church year filled with God's grace and love and mercy and his blessing through word and sacraments. Each day, each Sunday, we come together to worship God and to receive the grace and truth that he gives us in his word and sacraments. We hear his word of the law and the promises so that we can be assured of our status before God, that on the one hand we're sinners, on the other hand we are God's children, saved by faith in Jesus. We come also to be assured of God's forgiveness and the eternal life that Jesus has won for us on the cross. Our liturgy and our hymns and our prayers all centered in bringing us the grace from God's work of salvation. Here we come to praise and worship God through our liturgy and hymns because he is worthy of our greatest devotion and because God has provided a way for sinners to know of God's forgiveness and to know the way to eternal life. The Advent season is designed to draw our attention to Jesus, who is coming, whose coming we celebrate at Christmas. The historic lesson for first Sunday in Advent is about Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, as we just heard in our song in our hymn, "Open your gates, O Jerusalem, and let the King of Glory come in." He comes to us today with his word, and that we worship him for bringing us his word. And then he comes to us on the last day, as we heard in our gospel. It will be sudden. But those who know Jesus as their Savior, who worship him as a young child born in Bethlehem, who listen to his word, they will be prepared for that day. And Jesus will take them to eternal life in heaven. So in order for us to celebrate Christmas rightly, we need to know why Jesus had to come into this world. And who is this one who come into our world? And today we want to answer that second question. Namely, Jesus is our King of truth. Through his words to Pilate, Jesus wants us to learn that Jesus comes from a kingdom of truth, that he comes to proclaim the truth, and that Jesus is our King of truth, and therefore we are to hear him. The four Gospels present us a picture of Jesus that is nothing like an earthly king. He was born in a stable. He was raised in Nazareth, far away from the power of government in those days. He chose disciples to teach instead of asking soldiers to follow him. He wore no royal crown or royal robes. He captured no cities. He demanded no taxes be paid to him. He even rebuked the people of Galilee when they wanted to make him a bread king. Nevertheless, the Jewish Sanhedrin at his trial charged Jesus with being the king of the Jews and claiming to be king, in opposition to Tiberius Caesar, the emperor of Rome. He stood before Pilate, a rather humble man, not very kingly at all. And that is why Pilate asked him, "Are you then a king?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." With these words, Jesus did not hide the fact that he was a king, but he was stating that his kingdom was different from all the earthly kingdoms that Pilate would ever know. Instead of ruling over peoples and territory, Jesus was sent as a king to rule over heaven and to rule over the earth with his word and sacraments, to do God's will, and to seek and to save the lost. And Jesus offered proof that he was not an earthly king when he said, "If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I would not be delivered to the Jews." And Pilate knew that this was the truth. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, there were no soldiers behind him. He was riding on a donkey, not a steed like Herod did when he came to Jerusalem. The many Passover pilgrims were waving palms and proclaiming him to be the Messiah, the King, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But Jesus did not come to challenge the authority of earthly authority of Herod or Pilate or of the Sanhedrin. Other men who claimed to be the Messiah raised big armies, and they were defeated. And Pilate well knew this as well. Now, many people today do not understand Jesus' kingship, and many people dream that he will come to earth and reign on earth for 1,000 years. They think that this will be a time of peace and prosperity for the Christian church. Such people do not understand Jesus' words to Pilate, and therefore they dream of success on this earth. Dear friends, Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It is a spiritual kingdom that is ruled by God's word and by Jesus, who lives in heaven and rules from heaven. Jesus is not some earthly king with a thirst for power and glory. He has all the glory in heaven. The angels and all the saints worship him. Why should he come to earth to seek power and glory? Jesus is all powerful. So why should he need to have soldiers for protection? And Jesus is ruler over the universe. Why would he seek to rule an earthly kingdom? But Jesus is truly a king who came to do God's will. And God's will was that Jesus proclaim the truth. Jesus then is a king of truth. Jesus said, "The Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father." Jesus here is declaring that he is equal in majesty and power and glory to God the Father, that the Son and the Father are one, along with the Holy Spirit. This is our King. This is the one to whom we are to prepare our hearts to receive at Christmas. He is our King because he is the one who comes to tell us the truth. Now, Pilate could not understand how Jesus could be king if he was not like other kings on earth. And so Jesus answered, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Jesus came to proclaim the truth about God. The Bible says in Hebrews, "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son." When we listen to Jesus, we are listening to God himself. And that's one of the reasons why we stand when we hear the gospel. We are hearing the words about our King. We are standing in honor to the one who is our King. And the gospels often talk to us and give us the words of our King, words of truth. God revealed in the Old Testament that Jesus would be a king of truth. Isaiah prophesied, "In mercy the throne will be established, and one will sit on it in truth, in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness." It is due to God's mercy that he sent his Son to seek justice and righteousness. The psalmist added, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne.
Mercy and truth go before your face. Everything that Jesus did in this earth was just and true. That is, he kept the commandments of God. He did that for you and I. He established justice, the justice of God, by doing what we could not do. And therefore, he is our king to establish and conquer our enemies and to establish what we could not do. Now, when Pilate heard Jesus speak all of these things, his reaction is, what is truth? And dear friends, this is an important question for us to answer. Pilate is reflecting the skeptics of his day, saying, there's really nothing that we can know for sure. There is no truth. And the same philosophy is now in our land, in our culture, called postmodern philosophy. That philosophy rejects all absolute truth, that every truth is relative, that people in other cultures have different morals and different ways of approaching God and different things that are right and wrong, and therefore we're not to call them wrong and they're not to call us wrong because there's no absolute truth. And we can't absolutely true that there is a God. We can't say absolutely true that Jesus is our Savior. We can't say absolutely true that there's only one way to heaven because it's all relative. It just depends on where you grew up and how faithfully you're following what you believe. And therefore, the world, you see, doesn't want to listen to the King of Truth. It doesn't want to listen to God's Word. In some ways, modern philosophy is like the snow that blanketed our lot this past week. Wherever the snow was, the sun couldn't get through to warm the earth. The snow had to be scraped off in order to get down to the sun being able to do its work on the parking lot and other places. And that's an illustration of us for Advent. If we let the world and the devil cover over our sins, then this warm sun of God's Word isn't going to be able to reach into our hearts in order to bring us to repentance and to faith in Jesus. That snow on over our heart is going to reflect off God's Word, and we won't listen to it. But if we have to scrape the snow off and look at our lives and see the sin that is in our lives, God's warm Word will be able to penetrate our hearts. We'll see our need for a Savior. We'll see why Jesus had to come as our King, our humble King, to be able to suffer and die on the cross for our sins. Now, these are truths that we need to understand if we are to celebrate Christmas. Because if we don't know that Jesus is our Savior, there is no reason to celebrate Christmas. There is nothing that Christmas can give us that will make us happy if we do not know Jesus. We need to see Jesus' love and know that he is gracious to us. Because, you see, the law tells us this is the condemnation, that men love darkness rather than light, and because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. So the law is like an X-ray that opens our hearts, that cleans out our defenses and shows us who we really are before God. And we need to know this. We need to know our sickness. We need to know what's wrong with us so that we can apply the medicine that God has provided at Christmas. And so we stand before God, as we did this morning, confessing our sins, that we have offended God in thought, word, and deed. That without God's word, we are in darkness and we have no light. That we deserve God's judgment on Judgment Day, his condemnation. But as we understand these things, then we can understand God's love. That God sent a king to establish our righteousness, to be able to keep the law in our place, to be able to suffer and die on the cross, the Son of God dying on the cross for our sins, so that the payment of eternal punishment would be rest on him rather than on us. These are the truths that we need to know so that we can have a blessed Christmas. Now, since Jesus is the King of Truth, it is important then for us to listen to him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, on the one hand, there's perishing, isn't it? That's what we deserve. But Jesus came out of God's love so that we might be saved. As Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. And then the promise, he who hears my word and sees the Son who sent me shall have everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from life, from death into life. Heaven is ours through faith in him, our King, who has come to rescue us. Since Jesus is the King of Truth, it is important then that we hear him, that we believe his words, that we trust in him alone. That's why Jesus told Pilate, everyone who is of the truth hears and listens to my voice. Jesus has called us out of the darkness of unbelief in order that we might have the light of truth in us. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give them eternal life, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And so Jesus pictures a flock that follows the voice of the good shepherd, that only listens to his voice and not that of another, that is following the good shepherd on the road to heaven. Instead of accepting praise from the crowd on Jerusalem when he came, Jesus declared, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To hear God's word, Jesus means that we believe it, that we treasure it as God's holy word, that we keep it in our hearts to comfort us, and that we guard it against error. And Jesus promises great blessings to those who believe in him as a king and hear his word. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus here is saying it's possible to know the truth that God has revealed to us in his word and through Jesus. The truth is about our sins, about God's justice, about God's salvation, about Jesus as our King and Savior, about the promise of eternal life. All these are truths that are real, that we are to believe. They are truths about our salvation. They are truths that we need to know to prepare for celebrating Christmas. May the Lord bless us as we celebrate Jesus as our King, as we give thanks to God for sending him into our world to rescue us from sin and death. And as we take those truths and follow our good shepherd to eternal life. God grant this to us all. Amen. Let us rise for the blessing. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.